Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yavama's Daf Mem Tes, the fourth parak Chotz Ubimto. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission brings a three-way machlokas regarding who was a mamzer. Rav Akiva holds kol she'er basar shehu bogel yavo, a child born from any relative subject to a love against having relations. Rashi brings the example of the anusas aviv, a man having relations with a woman that his father violated, which is a love, according to Rav Yehuda, and also the example of one marrying one's chalutza. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Kiva's reason is based on the pasuk Lo yikach ish as eshes aviv, v'lo yigaleh kanaf aviv. A man shall not take the wife of his father, and he shall not uncover the cloak of his father. This means kanaf shera aviv lo yigaleh. He shall not uncover the cloak that his father saw. And Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that this refers to anusas aviv, which is one of the chayvei lavim. And juxtaposed to this pasuk, it's written Lo yavo mamzer b'kol Hashem. A mamzer shall not enter the congregation of Hashem. Rabbi Simai says Rabbi Kiva includes chayvei lavim, which are not relatives, such as one who is machzik v'shaso. He remarries his divorcee after she married another. Rabbi Yesheva says Rabbi Kiva includes even those prohibited by mitzvahs aseh, such as marrying a mitzri or a domi before three generations. They learn it from the word velo, and he shall not, which is extra in the pasuk. Point number two, Shimon HaTimni holds that a mamzer results from an Issachar's relationship. The Gemara explains that he holds like the Rabban that the pasuk of Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv and so on is referring to the Shomer's Yavam shel aviv, the Shomer's Yavam of his father, which would be one's aunt. Since having relations with an aunt is one of the chayvei krisas, and next to the pasuk it states, Lo yavo mamzer b'kol Hashem, a mamzer shall not enter the congregation of Hashem, we can infer that mamzerim result from chayvei krisas relationships. Rabbi Yeshua holds that mamzerim result from relationships that are chayv nisus basin and learns it from the fact that the pasuk could have just said, Lo yigaleh, do not reveal. Why did it begin with Lo yikach, and do not take? To teach that a person mentioned between the two parts of the pasuk of Lo yikach v'lo yigaleh is a mamzer, and the person referred to in the pasuk was one's father's wife. Since this is a relationship that one is chayv nisus based in, then this is the type of relationship that results in a mamzer. And point number three, the Mishnah mentioned that Shimon ben Azai found in Megillas Yochsin a genealogical record in Yerushalayim, which support the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara brings a bright to the top that written in the Megillah was Menashe Harugas Yeshaya, Menashe murdered Yeshaya. Rava said that Menashe first judged Yeshaya as a Navi Sheker, a false prophet, bringing three psukim Yeshaya wrote that seemed to contradict what Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah. The contradictions dealt with whether one can see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether a Kodesh Baruch Hu is always available to answer tefillos or only when Hashem is found, and whether Kodesh Baruch Hu adds years onto one's life. Yeshaya reasoned that if he explained the contradictions, Menashe would still execute him, making him an intentional murderer. Yeshaya uttered the divine name and tried to hide in a cedar tree, but was caught and executed. It's brought down that his tzitzis were exposed. The Gemara continues and resolves each of the contradictions. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next mission brings the three-way machlokas regarding who is a mamzer. Rabbi Kiva holds kol she'er basar shehu bogel yavo, a child born from any relative subject to a love against having relations. Rashi brings the example of the anusas aviv, a man having relations with a woman that his father violated, which is a love, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and also the example of one marrying one's chalutza. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Kiva's reason is based on the pasuk Lo yikach ish as eshes aviv, v'lo yigaleh kanaf aviv. A man shall not take the wife of his father, and he shall not uncover the cloak of his father. This means kanaf shera aviv lo yigaleh. He shall not uncover the cloak that his father saw. And Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that this refers to anusas aviv, which is one of the chayvei lavim. And juxtaposed to this pasuk, it's written Lo yavo mamzer b'kol Hashem. A mamzer shall not enter the congregation of Hashem. Rabbi Simai says Rabbi Kiva includes chayvei lavin, which are not relatives, such as one who is machzik v'shaso. He remarries his divorcee after she married another. Rabbi Yesheva says Rabbi Kiva includes even those prohibited by mitzvahs aseh, such as marrying a mitzri or a domi before three generations. They learn it from the word velo, and he shall not, which is extra in the pasuk. Point number two, Shimon HaTimni holds that a mamzer results from an Issachar's relationship. The Gemara explains that he holds like the Rabban that the pasuk of Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv and so on is referring to the Shomer's Yavam shel aviv, the Shomer's Yavam of his father, which would be one's aunt. Since having relations with an aunt is one of the chayvei krisas, and next to the pasuk it states Lo yavo mamzer b'kol Hashem, a mamzer shall not enter the congregation of Hashem, we can infer that mamzerim result from chayvei krisas relationships. Rabbi Yeshua holds that mamzerim result from relationships that are chayv nisus basin and learns it from the fact that the pasuk could have just said Lo yigaleh, do not reveal. Why did it begin with Lo yikach and do not take? to teach that a person mentioned between the two parts of the pasuk, avo yikaf bo yigaleh, is a mamzer, and the person referred to in the pasuk was one's father's wife. Since this is a relationship that one is chayv mises based in, then this is the type of relationship that results in a mamzer. And point number three, the Mishnah mentioned that Shimon ben Azai found in Megillas Yochsin a genealogical record in Yerushalayim, which support the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara brings a brisa that taught that written in the Megillah was Menashe harges Yeshaya, Menashe murdered Yeshaya. Rava said that Menashe first judged Yeshaya as a Navi Sheker, a false prophet, bringing three psukim Yeshaya wrote that seemed to contradict what Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah. The contradictions dealt with whether one can see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether a Kodesh Baruch Hu is always available to answer tefillos or only when Hashem is found, and whether a Kodesh Baruch Hu adds years onto one's life. Yeshaya reasoned that if he explained the contradictions, Menashe would still execute him, making him an intentional murderer. Yeshaya uttered the divine name and tried to hide in a cedar tree, but was caught and executed. It's brought down that his tzitzis were exposed. The Gemara continues and resolves each of the contradictions. All right, so now we go to a siman daf mem tes, and our standard siman relates to meat, and we use a butcher to make a little more distinct. So butcher is a siman. So here goes. The butcher from Mamzer Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv when his father's Shomer's Yavam ran into the store together with his father's wife, who were terrified because they just passed by a bloody cedar tree. So once again, in slow motion. The butcher from Mamzer Meats, butcher, that must be learned off Memtes, meat. The butcher from Mamzer Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv, which reminds us, the next Mishnah brings a three-way malchus regarding who is a Mamzer. Rabbi Akiva holds it's a child born from any relative subject to a love against having relations. Rashi brings the example of the Anusa's Aviv, a man having relations with a woman that his father violated, which is a love according to Rabbi Yehuda. He learns it from the juxtaposition of the pasuk Oyikach Ish, as Eshes Aviv Oyagalek Knaf Aviv, and Oyavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem. Rabbi Simai says Rabbi Akiva includes chayv loving which are not relatives, such as one who is maksir gushaso, where he remarries his divorcee after she married another. And Rabbi Yeshevav says Rabbi Akiva includes even those prohibited by mitzvahs aseh, such as marrying a mitzri or a domi before three generations. So the butcher from Mamzer Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv when his father Shomer's Yavam ran into the store together with his father's wife, which reminds us, Shimon at Timni holds that a Mamzer results in a karis relationship. The Gemara explains that he holds like the Rabban that the Pasuk of Loikach Ish as Eshes Aviv and so on is referring to the Shomer's Yavam Shel Aviv, the Shomer's Yavam of his father, which would be one's aunt, which is an Issacharis. Rabbi Yeshua holds that Mamzerim result from relationships that a Chayiv Mises is based in. So the butcher from Mamzer Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv when his father Shomer's Yavam ran into the store together with his father's wife, who were terrified because they just passed by a bloody cedar tree. Which reminds us, it's mentioned in Megillas Yochsin that Menashe murdered Yeshaya, accusing him of being a Navi Sheker because he thought that Yeshaya contradicted the Torah in three instances. Yeshaya reasoned that if he explained the contradictions, Menashe would still execute him, making him an intentional murderer. Yeshaya uttered the divine name and tried to hide in a cedar tree, but was caught and executed. It's brought down that his tzitzis were exposed. So once again, the butcher from Mamzer Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv when his father, Shomer's Yavam, ran into the store together with his father's wife, who were terrified because they just passed by a bloody cedar tree. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu. Wish you a great day and great learning.